Yes, hello.
Happy Wednesday.
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh! Remember, you can't have a hump day without a couple of humps, and that's us.
Yee!
Your couple of humps. Hey! Welcome to the program at Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. With me, as always, the one and only Gully.
Howdy.
Chubby Ray Live is recorded live every day at this time. That's right. The majority of you are listening to it after it's recorded, either on podcast, on your mobile phone through the Stitcher application. Maybe you're watching the video replay or listening to the audio, whatever the case may be. I thank you for tuning in, and welcome to Chubby Ray Live. I am Ray Lytle. My name is Ray. I do the show live from Central Illinois every day. Meanwhile, my co-host is Gully. He comes to you from Liverpool, England.
I do indeed.
Yes. What can I say? Gully, our top thing today. Top thing. I don't know if you've heard, but Chat Roulette is promising to clean up the nudity. Yes. Chat Roulette is cleaning up the nudity. So therefore, I thought to start today's show, we would go into Chat Roulette and try to interview some people from Chat Roulette.
I think we should.
Which we have done from time to time. We've gone into Chat Roulette and tried to interview people.
Would this be like a penis filter?
Well, yeah, they say the new thing is there's no nudity allowed in Chat Roulette. And I don't know who developed Chat Roulette.
Some Russian.
Well, whoever owns Chat Roulette, they're promising that they are going to, they're getting rid of the all the bad stuff on it.
How can they enforce that?
Well, I'm just saying.
Does that have to be monitored on every single camera, like 20,000 cameras all at once?
I don't know.
Not possible.
I do not know, my friend. All I know is that they say Chat Roulette is now going to be clean. That's what I know.
I suspect not.
Well, Gully, they are cleaning up Chat Roulette. You cannot believe it all you want.
I still think there'll be the casual penis showing, you know, just when you least expect it.
I don't know. I'm on Chat Roulette right now. I'm trying to get it to start. It doesn't seem to want to start.
Let's be honest. That whole thing was built upon random penises, though. Let's be honest.
Well, that's the whole... I mean, that's why they call it Chat Roulette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Russian roulette. You never know when you're going to get the bullet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it is?
Except the gun was fully loaded in Chat Roulette's case. Let's be honest.
Can you get into Chat Roulette? I'm trying to get in. I can't get in.
Maybe it's C blocking us.
Maybe they actually are doing something to. Who knows?
Let's see.
I'm having trouble getting into it. I can see my camera, but I can't see anybody else's.
It's changed as well.
It does look different, yes.
Ah.
The two cameras are side by side instead of on top of each other.
I'm bigger.
There's not a lot to Chat Roulette, by the way.
No.
And if you heard this segment before, what we do is we go into Chat Roulette and we try to interview. We see if people will let us talk to them.
Yep.
By the way, our Darmster in the chat room is saying that there's no more penis viewings. They're going to use a dong recognition software to block the penises from...
Penis firewall.
From being visible. That's right. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a new penis blocking software.
Makes them all square.
That would be nice. It pixelates them.
Like cops.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Makes it pixelated like cops.
Oh, cops. Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they're dragging them out and the face is all blue. I
wasn't sure what you were saying there.
You have to listen twice. Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to... could you get yours working?
No. It come up, but...
It comes up, but you can't get it to start. I'm clicking new game, and it just won't start. I was really... That was how I was going to start the show today, was interviewing people on Jab Roulette. This really bothers me that it's not, you know... This bothers me that it's not working.
Oh, it's really, not working for me
It
either.
Really does, yeah. I think there's something wrong with it.
Did you see, this is what happens when you take away the penis from Jab Roulette.
Maybe there's nobody on it. We're the only two guys. All of a sudden, you're going to pop up. I'm going to see you on the next screen going, right? I don't see anyone, right? What? Right? That's what's going to happen.
You take the penis away, you take
gonna
the penis.
It's going to be
people.
The two of us.
C-blockers.
You clean up the nudity and no one wants to go to Jab Roulette.
Are they surprised?
Well, I just don't think that putting a thing out and it says, rules are, you must be 16, no nudity. Okay, those are the rules. You must be 16 and no nudity.
So side boob is acceptable.
I guess. I don't know.
So they've got to elaborate.
I was planning on getting naked, so I can't even do that now.
Well, Sean normally wears a sock when he's on chat.
All I know is that it's not letting us get in. I'm trying to get on the Jab Roulette, and it's not letting me.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We've been C-blocked.
Yeah, I would like to get it. I would like to, I'm trying to get in there. It just keeps saying error on the page. Does yours
never say, been in such a hurry to get into Jab Roulette?
Error on page?
It comes up with my ugly mug on one side, and nothing comes up on the other side.
Yeah, that's what's happening to me. Well, crap, I was going to spend the first 10 minutes of the show interviewing people on Jab Roulette. This really bothers me. I mean, this bothers me a lot.
What's Mr. Masturbator going to do for the jollies now?
Now we'll be forced to talk to, like, listeners or Hillbilly Joe or...
Oh.
That really bothers me. Speaking of the listeners, Wisconsin Deb is calling in. She's back. Hello? Is she there?
I don't know. I think we've blocked her. With Jab Roulette.
I hope the Jab Roulette didn't block her out. Oh, no, the penis recognition software blocked out. Blocked out Wisconsin Deb.
Yeah, she's being censored out.
It'd be horrible.
Nope. It did block her.
Oh. All right. Well, she just called us. I went to answer it, and there's nothing there.
Just like the other side of the
Sorry, Deb. Sorry, Deb. Don't know what to tell you.
We tried.
Yeah. I tried.
But we failed.
It was nice of her. We could take some phone calls, though. We were going to interview Jab Roulette people, but now...
It's Wednesday's interview day.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to interview you people.
Yeah, so call in so we can just ask you random questions.
Instead of Jab Roulette people, we'll talk to you.
Yeah, we could say, how many times have you got your penis out in front of the camera? You know.
I would think the majority of people don't do that.
You never know.
Well...
If it's Joe, then probably once a day.
Right. Yeah, but you know, even Joe's Joe has pictures of other guys' stuff, but he never seems to have. And thank God, I don't think I can handle seeing him naked.
Oh no!
But I don't think I don't think Joe actually gets naked on Miss Kitty Playground. I think that's just Kitty and other men, not him.
So Kitty gets her penis out on Jab Roulette?
I don't know. No, I don't think they go. I don't think they necessarily go to Jab Roulette. I'm just talking
imagine
about his own. I'm talking
screen,
about his own pages. Miss Kitty Playground.
Imagine if they appeared on the screen and he was pounded, and you'd just never want to go on the internet again. You'd give up the internet for life.
It'd be just a horrible thought. Why even put that in my head?
Well, that's good to share.
Wisconsin Deb keeps calling, okay? And I keep answering, and then it hangs up on her immediately. I don't know what she's doing. But have you noticed that? I answer the phone, and then...
She needs to get out. She needs to get out of a car at the McDonald's drive-thru.
I'm not sure
walk into the restaurant.
What she's doing. I'm not sure
that's
what's
Starbucks
going on
Wi-Fi
there.
Not, that Starbucks Wi-Fi is not working.
You think, you think that's what's going on?
Yeah.
You think she's at the Starbucks?
She needs to get a refill, or they're going to kick her out.
Yeah, they don't take kindly to that.
Yep.
Know, don't take kindly to that stealing the internet.
Mm.
They want you to buy something. So
you got to buy one pastry and five coffees.
Yeah. If you don't, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you know, it's on your ear. Take your internet's with you.
Well, very upset that the chat roulette didn't work. That really bothers me.
Hmm. Well, these changes have caused problems for the site. The simplest of sites, they make a couple of changes and it's broken.
You know what? I hate this. It's kind of like... I hate when I'm relying on something to do... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm relying on something for the show. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, well, the first 10 minutes is going to be this.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell myself, well, why don't I check it? And I go, well, I don't have to check it. Of course it's going to work. It's, you know... There's no need to check it.
Yeah, cool.
And then we go to do it, and sure enough, it doesn't work.
It's the problem with being live.
I know.
But Joe is similar to Chat Roulette, because when we tend to rely on him, you know, he just...
Well, but I stopped relying, you know, on Joe.
He is a bit of a penis, but, you know, he's very unreliable.
I don't know. All I know is that I'm trying... You know what I mean? I had things planned, and now, you know, what am I going to do? We could take phone calls if you'd like.
Well, there's this one story I wanted to talk about.
217-883-4667. What do you have going on? What story did you get?
Well, it's from my city... Just give me a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the names because they're German.
All right, while you're finding out, I'll read about this. The mother of a 16-year-old boy shut him out of his Facebook account after reading he had driven home at 95 miles an hour one night because he was mad at a girl. All right. The mother of a 16-year-old boy says that... she found out after reading his Facebook account, he had driven home at 95 miles an hour because he was mad at a girl. So she shut him out of it. What did the kid do? He filed a harassment complaint at the local courthouse.
Good for him.
the mother's response... was her son's posting did not reflect well on him. So after he failed to log off of Facebook one day last month, she went onto his Facebook account, posted some things about herself, or posted some things about him, okay? And then changed his password.
Wow. That's naughty.
She says the things he was posting in Facebook would make any decent parent's eyes pop out and his jaw drop. He had been warned before about things he had been posting. Now, the boy who lives with his grandmother filed a complaint with prosecutors who approved a harassment charge on March 26th. His mother said she was just doing what any good parent would do. And everybody knows that good parents always have their children live with their grandparents. I haven't read the whole story. I don't know. All I know is that if she was a really good parent, why, if you're such a good parent, why does your child not live with you? Especially if you're the mother of the child. It does make you question. Any woman who has a child and doesn't have custody of that child, one of two things happen. Either they don't want the child, they don't want custody of it, and they've given it up, you know what I mean? Or number two, they've done something so reprehensible that even the court couldn't give them the child. And let's face it, courts love to give women children in any kind of custody battle. The woman usually gets it.
It favors them, doesn't it? So,
just because they don't have custody doesn't mean I don't care about him, said his mom. Now, the boy is not saying which items on his Facebook site he found slanderous, because one of his claims is that his mother slandered him on his own Facebook account.
Wow.
The woman says, I probably made 3, maybe 4 actual postings. The rest of it was a conversation between my son, me, and his personal friends. In his handwritten complaint to prosecutors, Lane knew, the boy said, my mother first hacked my Facebook and changed my password. She also changed the password to my email so I could not change it. She posted things that involved slander and personal facts about my life. The woman, Denise New, acknowledged changing both passwords to keep her son from getting access to his Facebook page. She denied hacking into his account. She says, he left it logged in on my computer. It's not like I stole his laptop. The mother says that the boy had written on his Facebook page that he had gone to Hot Springs one night and drove 95 miles an hour on the way home because he was upset with a girl. Several other posts on his site also bothered her, but she refused to elaborate. She said he has since opened a new Facebook account. The prosecutor for all this declines to comment on the case because the boy's a minor. The woman says that her son moved in with his grandmother about 5 years ago after she went through a difficult divorce and was having mental health problems. She didn't feel like she could provide for her son the supervision he needed. She is facing a hearing on the misdemeanor at the Clark County Courthouse on May 12th. The boy, by the way, who found out on the internet how to file a complaint, put the handwritten complaint in, and on March 26th, got the harassment charge approved by the court.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
I know.
Imagine, for the start, she should know better just to go on his Facebook profile, because, you know. But if you, at the same time,
you know,
if you're stupid enough to leave it locked
There's a lot of stupid kids that are on Facebook, though.
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of, like, kids who are under the age of legal consumption and are constantly putting pictures of themselves up drinking, smoking, you know, and breaking the... I was on somebody's Facebook that did a picture of themselves smoking a joint.
Oops.
I'm like, you do realize this is against the law, right?
Yep.
I felt like I was breaking the law looking at that picture.
Well, some people will do that, whereas, you know, people with more sense, like my good self, would never do anything like that, because that would be silly.
Like, you know, so, like, okay. Like, I went to high school with certain people, and I will, like, I'll be on Facebook, all right? And it will say things like, so-and-so was tagged in a photo. So I'll click on the photo, because I'll be like, oh, you know, I went to school with that guy or that girl. I want to see what they look like. So I got to click on their photo, and then I'll hit next after I look at it. And it'll be like their kid's photos or something. And their kid will be, you know, like, I don't know, 15, whatever. 15, 16.
And there's
a picture of the kid, like, wearing a bikini.
Oops.
Or making out with somebody. Or, you know, I feel like I'm looking at some kind of child pornography. I'm like, oh, I got to get off this page. Click, 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 click. I don't want the authorities thinking I'm up to no good.
Mr. Lytle has been red flagged.
Well, yeah, you know, it just... I don't know, it's very troublesome.
It certainly is.
That's my fear. So my fear would be that having a child that's young, some of the stupid things that they post on there. You hear every day of people getting in trouble because of stuff that they post on Facebook.
People
shouldn't be doing things to get themselves in trouble. But if they are, they shouldn't be dumb enough to get busted on Facebook.
Well, they're the same type of people who walk down the street smoking a joint, expecting not to get pulled over. These are idiots, generally. You know,
they do have to realize this is public stuff.
Mm.
Like, I heard a story the other day of some kid that got busted for drinking and got thrown off his high school basketball or baseball team, whatever the team was. And then it was revealed that one of the assistant coaches was, one of his assistant coaches in high school was his Facebook friend. And the jackass had a picture of himself drinking on his on his Facebook page.
Oops.
By the way, speaking of Facebook, they're about to change the way they do that. You don't become a fan of?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what will Sean Blint do when he can't have people become a fan of him?
So he can't spam them?
Join the Sean fan page.
Spam? Sean spam? That's what that is.
Rather than ask people to become a fan of products or people, Facebook will instead let users click that they like the subject.
Ah. See, that he might actually lose a few people.
I don't get it. You know what? I feel a lot of people send me suggestions to like stuff. And I'll be honest, most of the time I just click ignore.
Yeah, I
pretty
much.
It's not that I don't like it, okay? But, you know, what do you do with it? I don't understand, you know.
I'm constantly battling with new and crappier applications that keep appearing in the feed and ignoring them.
Yeah, I just...
You know, oh. I just feel like I'm getting spammed by idiots of the family, and it really annoys me, because they're all dumb.
I don't know. By the way, my new passion today is the Insane Clown Posse song Miracles.
Okay.
Have you seen this video or heard this song?
I've heard the old stuff. Some of that's okay,
This is unlike anything you've ever heard. It's their attempt of doing an uplifting, motivational song. It's a slow song. And I thought it was like a Funny or Die skit. I'm serious. When I watched it, I said, this is not real.
It's a parody of themselves,
yeah,
really.
They're not even doing a parody of themselves. I mean, okay. The song is called Miracles, okay? They have lines in the song about effing rainbows and effing rainbows after it effing rains.
Okay. It's going to cheer you up.
They say, pure mother effing magic, effing magnets, how do they work? I want to play a little bit. I want to play a little bit of this song and let you hear. If you've never heard this, I can't play a lot of it, but let me play a little bit.
We got a theory. You see, Mike, we got a theory about magic and miracles.
That's right. That's right.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I see miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight, and a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that's a miracle open wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater. Please, hot lava, snow, rain, and fog. Long-necked giraffes and pet cats and dogs. And I've seen 80.
Okay, so it's like, this seems nice enough, you know what I mean? They're just talking about things that they think are miracles, like pets and dogs.
And the sky.
And llamas. And snow.
Oh. Isn't that nice?
And the sky. Let me fast forward a little bit.
I feel loved up and happy.
Let me fast forward a little bit. These are some of the other things that they think are miraculous. And it's almost like, at that point, they say, you know what? We sound sort of normal singing this song. Now listen close.
Nature grows, Niagara Falls and the pyramids. Everything you believed in as kids. Fucking rainbows, after it rains, there's enough miracles here to blow your brains. I fed a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay. It tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away. And music is magic, pure and clean. You can feel it and hear it, but it can't be seen. It can't be seen. Music is all magic. You can't even hold it.
Do you know this and recognize miracles?
It's just there in the air.
Pure
motherfucking magic, right?
This shit'll blow your motherfucking mind.
Music is a lot like love. It's all a feeling, and it fills the room from the floor to the ceiling. I see miracles all around me. Stop and look around, it's all astounding. Water, fire, air, and dirt. Fucking magnets, how do they work? And I don't wanna.
Dude, I just.
Oh, that's great.
I just love it. I mean.
I've never tried it with a magnet, but, you know.
Air and water, sky and dirt, effing magnets. How do they work?
needs to improve his vocabulary and watch the Discovery Channel, maybe.
This is the greatest song ever. I mean, this is not a joke.
It doesn't sound like they're being serious.
Oh, no, they're serious, dude. And by the way, they're wearing clown makeup throughout the entire video. Oh my god. Oh my god. I really think that they thought they were making some kind of
epic.
Yeah. This was this is their Sergeant Peppers, you know. They're just dancing around there.
Shaggy's little boys look just like Shaggy, and my little boy looks just like Daddy. Miracles each and everywhere you look, and nobody has to stay where they put. This world is yours for you to explore. It's nothing but miracles beyond your doors. The Dark Carnival is your invitation
to witness that without explanation.
Take a look at this fine creation
and enjoy it better with appreciation.
Crows, ghosts,
the midnight coast,
the wonders of the world,
mysteries the most.
Just open your mind, and it ain't no way to ignore the miracles of every day. That's real.
Isn't that just great?
It makes you want to go and hug a puppy.
I know.
Water, fire, air, and dirt.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
Absolutely. My thoughts exactly.
Yep, I've always wondered.
Yeah.
But not such in graphic detail.
Water, fire, air, and dirt. Effing magnets. How they work? How they work? All the time I ask myself that question.
And how many times do magnets procreate?
All the time. It's a miracle. When I see a magnet, I think, what is a miracle?
I think that when I see the sky.
Oh, my God. It is the most.
I take it they smoke a little bit too much weed then.
God. Just ridiculous. If you get a chance, check it out. The song is called Miracles by Insane Clown Posse. I have a link up on my Facebook. By the way, I want to admit that I'm not... Nowhere on my Facebook can you find pictures of me breaking the law.
I try to keep that. No, not on mine either.
Yeah.
Try to avoid that.
I try to keep that from happening.
Yeah. Keep me illegal activities.
I think there might be a picture... I think there might be a picture of me... Maybe... I might be 20. Drinking a beer. There might be a picture of that. Take it back, you know. I guess I am breaking the law. Of course, it happened 20 years ago, you know.
Well, they might be able to get you and chase you off for that.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
I'm sure they've got better things to do with the time, like arrest ICP for that awful song.
Maybe they could jump in the hot tub time machine and come arrest me in the 80s.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure they would. I've seen the trailer to that. My good God, that looks awful.
Oh, no, it's great. It is great. Trust me.
I don't think I can follow it.
No, trust me. If you listen to my other show, The Dumb Media Show, you know we love that movie.
So it's good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm just going to wait until the pirate.
In the chat room, Darmster says, miracles work because they contain a tear from God and a tear from the devil. Oh, that's how they work. I didn't know that. There you go.
Magnets. Not
Meanwhile,
magnets.
Listener Deb says this is the first and last time she will ever hear ICP.
Do people in trailer parks like ICP?
They do. Yes.
I think they do.
I do like
them. I liked some of the music, but not.
You want to know what my wife said? My wife heard the song and she goes, weren't they the ones that quit singing in order to wrestle? And yeah, she goes, I think they hit their heads.
Too many chair shots.
Yep.
Too many chair shots and too many blunts.
I think we heard them on Howard Stern once or something. They were being interviewed. I think that's how we knew that they did the wrestling thing.
Constant state of concussion.
God, I loved it. That video is fantastic. I highly recommend. I really do. I just highly recommend that video. Hey, speaking of video, let me enable some. Who's got video in the chat room? Gully cannot turn his video on today, so I'd love to put somebody else on. I see Jen is in the room. Jen, I just enabled your video. Turn your video on. We'd love to look at you and watch you. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Hillbilly Joe is actually... Now, Hillbilly Joe's supposed to be on every Thursday to do the current events quiz. He's actually in the room right now. Have you noticed that, Gully?
He probably thinks it's Thursday.
And people ask where Gorilla is. I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
She fell off.
I have no idea where Gorilla is.
Nobody knows.
A couple things to get to. I got email from people. I don't have it. I wish I had it in front of me. I wish I had my phone. I don't know what I did with it. I got email and text from people over yesterday's show.
Uh-huh.
From Cardinal fans, mostly.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing. A lot of them were not upset. I got a couple of them, including Poolside Pat, who sent me a... he didn't send me a letter. He sent me a text through the Words With app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I got email, and then I got a direct Twitter. People are, you know, they're getting hold of me through various ways. But they were Cardinal fans that actually understood the point I was making yesterday. Which is shocking me, because I got to be honest, my thought was, and I'm going to rile them up, you know, my thought was I'll rile them up, read some hate mail.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people they're nonsensical. They listen to half of what you say, okay?
Yep.
And then they get so out of their head. They get so out of their head with everything that they don't realize the point you're trying to make.
Yeah, the red mist descends and then that's it. It's all over.
My point was this. My point was that these Cardinal fans, they come across as dicks. I mean, that was what I was saying, when they do what they do. And the reason is, like I said yesterday, people who are fans of the Chicago Cubs, and I pointed out Gully's team, Everton, that he follows in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that we want, if we were given the chance to choose who we are fans of, do you honestly think we'd be a fan of this horrible team? Hell no.
No.
Hell no. Blame our parents. Blame tradition, but you just can't stop liking a team. You just can't wake up one day and say, I'm not going to be a... Because they always go, oh. And this is how I finally got a Cardinal fan around on this. They go, well, why don't you just stop rooting for them? And I said, you know what? Why don't you just stop rooting for the Cardinals? Why don't you just stop rooting for them? Well, I can't do that.
Just laughing.
Well, why the hell do you expect me to stop rooting for my Cubs? Well, because they effing suck. And I say, listen to your logic, your lack of logic. But I got to be honest, I was surprised by how many of them actually understood what I was saying. About how you're missing out on what could be a great season for your baseball team by obsessing on whether the other team loses or not. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you should focus on your own team.
It's almost as if, rather than worrying about winning your own race, you're worrying about kicking out the handicapped kid to make sure he finishes last.
Yep.
Because if you're in a race and it's just not enough for you to win, you have to make sure that you win and the handicapped kid finishes last.
Or falls on spikes.
That's what it's like. That's the point I was making. I honestly thought that a lot of them weren't going to get it. You know, I'm like, God, they're just so close-minded. I was wrong. I actually got an apology letter from a Cardinal fan saying, you know what, until you said that, I never realized it. Even Poolside Pat, in the text that he sent me, said, you know what, I'm going to be more aware and less bashing of the Cubs. Because you made a good point. And then I had another one. This girl said that the more she thinks about it, you know, she was only a Cardinals fan because her father was a Cardinals fan. That's what taught her to be a Cardinals fan. And she's like, you know, what if my father was a Cubs fan? I guess I would have grown up a Cubs fan, and it wouldn't be fair.
Well, the same thing can be said. If you remember that other guy from Liverpool, Pricey. If he ever left a message on Facebook for you, nine times out of ten, he'd mention Everton.
He does, Pricey loves Liverpool, and he slams Everton every chance he gets.
Well, they win lots of things. Okay, they're going through a rough patch right now, but they've won the Champions League. They've won the league, you know, won us loads and loads of times every season. We get beat by them nearly.
I'll give you an example. The Cardinals in 1998 had a horrible season. The Cubs actually ended up winning the wild card that year. And the Cardinals were, I mean, I think they were somewhere around, I don't know if they were last in the division, but they had a terrible, terrible year. No Cubs fans that I know took joy in the Cardinals losing. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that there's none. I'm sure there's dickhead Cubs fans, just like there's dickhead Cardinals. There's assholes everywhere, okay?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So, there's a-holes no matter where you look.
Yep. All over the world.
So, what I'm saying is that in my own particular case, though, you know, I don't root for the Cardinals to lose. And that's that was the point I was making. So, let me just say, I was shocked by the amount of Cardinal fans that actually understood what I was talking about. Here's something else I'm shocked about. This is our 5 minutes of serious on the show. Start the timer, Gully.
And we're off.
There's a report today that came out that nearly half of the households in the United States will not pay federal income tax this year. 47%.
Whoa.
47% of United States citizens will not pay federal income taxes at all for 2009.
So that equals deficit?
Well, what it equals is there's a bunch of conservative people out there. And I've seen it. Half of the state, will not pay. Thank you, Hillbilly Joe.
Well done, Joe.
I've seen a bunch of people out there saying this is just another case of a bunch of freeloaders getting away with something. Oh, this is just great. The rich are paying for the way for the poor. Oh, this is just another case. In fact, let me go to the Drudge Report, which, by the way, I think is one of the most disgustingly biased websites on the Internet. Here is the headline from the Drudge Report. Rob thy neighbor. Half of households pay no federal income tax. Rob thy neighbor is what his headline is.
That's a bit harsh.
Somehow saying the people who aren't paying income tax are robbing from other people. Listen, let me tell you something. This is one of the most sad things I've ever heard. Do you know why you wouldn't pay income tax? Do you know why you would not pay income tax?
If you lost your job?
No. The reason you would not pay income tax, okay, is if you make so little money that you don't make enough money to have to pay income tax.
Okay.
All right.
Like cleaners, stuff like that.
Or you are a lower middle class income family that you will get deductions to where you don't have to pay any.
Okay.
All right. So everybody's bitching, rob thy neighbor, and they're saying, oh, these are the people that voted for Obama, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This is one of the saddest things I've ever. We are now in a country, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We are now in a country where people make so little money. They make so little money that they don't have to pay taxes. How sad is that?
That is. That really is.
Seriously. How sad is that? Meanwhile, more and more jobs are sent to Asia. It's too bad we can't charge taxes on the people who live in China or India that are being paid by American companies. You've got to stop. People, you're looking at this wrong. This is not people robbing from their neighbor. Do you honestly think do you honestly think the poor people in this country, the poor minorities, because they always like to bring up it's the minorities, which by the way, I'm sure there's more white people on this than any other group of people. Do you honestly think that poor people are sitting around going, "Oh, thank God I'm so poor, I don't have to pay taxes"?
Of course not.
Seriously, do you really, really think that's what's going through their mind? Do you really think if given the opportunity, they wouldn't take a job that made them pay taxes?
More money.
Are you kidding?
It's a better life as well because you have more money. Makes sense.
I think people should be angry by this statistic. You should be extremely pissed off by this statistic. We should all be very, very angry that this is out there. But we shouldn't be angry because there's some people getting away with something for nothing. No. We should be angry because we have allowed corporate America and big business to screw people out of a livable wage. That's what should make us angry. It should disgust you that there are 47% of people in this country not making enough money to pay income tax. That means that 47% of the people in this country are not making a livable wage.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it also means that 53% of the people in this country, 53 goddamn percent, are making so much money that they more than make up the difference. That's, to me, that's even worse. Is that my 5 minutes? There you go.
Yep.
5 minutes of seriousness.
Right on 5 minutes. Take a deep breath.
Boy, it gets me going. I see that. I see people complaining. There's nothing more disgusting to me than people that complain about poor people getting something for nothing.
So, can they I just ask,
they wanna be on welfare. You know the new rally cry is they wanna be on unemployment. Oh, come on. Seriously.
Do you
really think people want to be on welfare? Choose
there is a small minority
to be on public
goes,
aid. Do you really? And then the other thing is they go. And this is the other thing. This is really making me angry a lot. The new rally cry is when people say, there's plenty of jobs. I see McDonald's is hiring. Yeah, I mean, you got to be McDonald's, really. So a college-educated person who is an expert in a certain field, you're saying they should take a job from McDonald's, which, by the way, jobs that are designed to be first jobs for kids now that it's summer, now that summer's coming on, you want kids to be out of school, getting the money. Rather than receive unemployment, they should go to work at McDonald's with a degree in marketing or business. Really. Somebody, to me the other day, somebody said, why don't you get off your ass and get a job at Burger King? I'm like, seriously, you want me to go work at the Burger King? With my degree in communications radio broadcasting, I'll go to Burger King. That's a great idea, because when I start interviewing for my next radio job, they could say, "Oh, you worked at the fucking Burger King. We're never gonna hire you."
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to go through that. That's what I want. I want people to say, oh, let me see. Let me see. You were top-rated morning guy here. Top-rated this. You used to, oh, you got this. Oh, and then the Burger King. Oh, well, here. We're going to put you in place of Rush Limbaugh. Because you worked at the goddamn Burger King. Be real, people. You got to be realistic. Okay. Think with your head. Realistic.
So, over there, is the minimum wage pitiful? Is there a minimum wage over there like there is here?
Yeah, there's a minimum wage, but I don't know what.
But it's really pitiful, so you don't even pay tax on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you work minimum wage, you're not paying taxes.
Ooh. Well, over here, it's quite high. So you do, and then, if minimum wage ensures you do
this is the new, by the way, this is the new GOP. This is the Republican and conservative rally cry that you're starting to hear all the time. I hear it all the time now. This is the new Republican rally cry, is that people that they say unemployment, okay, their new thing is that they say unemployment makes people not want to get a job. Oh, for God. You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself for saying something like that. Anyone who says that, you should be ashamed of yourself. You really should.
Most of the politicians that say that.
You should be slapped right upside your head for saying that.
A lot of politicians have never had a proper job in their life anyway, to be honest.
Ridiculous. It's a new... In fact, this Mark Kirk, okay, who's a guy running for senator, he's a Republican running for senator in Illinois, actually held a press conference last week where the whole press conference was about how how unemployment is just... What it does is it's keeping more people unemployed because it makes them not want to get a job. Jim Bunning, who, of course, held up the unemployment bill in committee, his whole thing was that people it somehow represses people to keep them from getting a job. Listen, people, you gotta, for starters, unemployment has never been, never will be, never was, and is not a welfare program. Unemployment is an economic stimulus program. It always has been. All right? Conservative people out there, your beloved big business, who you've in your free market economy fantasy world that you think will solve everything, your beloved free market economy would go to shit if they lost things like unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people didn't have unemployment, guess what? They wouldn't have money to spend. And if they don't have money to spend, then nobody buys anything. And when people don't buy anything, companies don't sell anything. And when companies don't sell anything, they don't make money. And when they don't make money, what do? They fire more people.
There's no economic liquidity, so that's what you
unemployment,
want.
Unemployment benefits have always been a stimulus for the economy from day one, and they continue to be, and they always will be. That, you know what? Yes, the government can act like they give a rat's ass about our family. Oh, we're trying to help the unemployed families. No, you're not. You're trying to make sure that more people don't get unemployed by stimulating the economy. And I'm fine with that. That's fine. I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I thought when Bush's stimulus plan of giving cash, or he gave checks to every American back a few years ago, Gully.
I remember that.
Gave a tax rebate check to every American. Where he screwed up was he also gave a gigantic tax break to people that made a buttload of money. With the theory being, here's the theory.
Mm-hmm.
It'll trickle down. If we give a tax break to people who are super wealthy, then what they'll do is they'll take the extra money and they'll hire people. Or they'll take the extra money and it will trickle down. Yeah. You want to know how it trickled down? It trickled right down into their pocket.
Trickled over to
that's
China.
Where it trickled to. It trickled into their pocket, and then they said, oh, shit, let's get even more. Let's send jobs to China so I can get even more money.
Yep.
Trickle-down economics don't work. Even Ronald Reagan knew that. That's why he raised taxes. That's why. It doesn't work. Because you can't put the rats in charge of the cheese. Can't do it. When you put the rats in charge of the cheese, guess what? They eat the cheese.
Fat rats.
Yeah. All right, let me get on. This is serious. Let me get past the seriousness. This is why I hate getting on the serious topics. Because I get all fired up. Have you noticed that? I get all fired up.
Just a little bit. Do you know when the show finishes? Do you go out punching walls and stuff?
No, I get it all out of my system. I feel pretty good about it, you know.
Okay.
I get it all out of my system.
Oh, well, that's good. No punching walls for you later, then.
Let's take a couple phone calls. Then I want to do a not-so-true facts today. 217-883-4667 if you'd like to. All right? 217-883-4667 if you would like to call the show. I know listener Debbie's been trying to call the show all day, and every time I get an answer, it hangs up on her. Is that everybody? Are we having problems or something? Because I have tried to answer several calls, and every time they don't connect.
Damn you, Skype.
I don't know if it's a problem. I don't know. I'd like to have Hillbilly Joe call in to test it, but ugh.
Ugh.
That could be a...
Well, he's had his camera on for a few minutes, and he hasn't drank a beer yet, so it could be okay.
That would just be a massive eco. Oh, who wants that?
Car crash.
That's just horrible.
An oral car crash.
Yeah. Ugh. Who wants to have him call it?
Just vomit on a plate. That would be better.
Good Lord. That's the last thing that we need.
The last thing in the world we could possibly deal with right now is Joe and his incessant babbling.
I don't know.
Joe's distinct and unusual way of manipulating words and making no sense.
Okay, you want to get to, shall we get the not-so-true facts?
I think we
should. I've got a handful of them today. Handful of not-so-true facts, all right. Let me get to them. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment's very easy. I've got a bunch of facts for you. I've got a bunch of facts. I just like to throw them out there, right, Gully?
You do.
That's how it works. I like to toss the facts out.
Like the salad.
Yeah. I just shoot them out there. You're gonna find out stuff you didn't know were true. You know why? You want to go find out things that you didn't know were true? Because it's time for not so true facts, my friend. Listen close, people.
Not so true facts.
Gully, it is a fact.
Ooh.
It is a fact. According to the United States Association of Watermelon Farmers, that cantaloupes cause butt cancer.
That's so true.
It is a fact, Gully, that while most men will masturbate to pictures of sexy naked people, Glenn Beck prefers to do it to a picture of himself or a fully clothed Ronald Reagan.
Not so
Reagan smash.
Gully!
Yes, Ray.
It is a fact.
Ooh.
That if you are a morbidly obese person and you show a picture of just your face on Facebook, then you're not really fat.
Not so true.
Wakes up MySpace too, though.
It's a fact, Gully! It's a fact! That if you are married to a super hot and beloved actress in Hollywood, you can bang all the tattooed, freaky Nazi chicks that you want, and nobody will ever find out.
Not so true.
I need an occupation change.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This has been
Not So True Facts.
Chubby Ray Live. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Just splurged your truth all over the place.
Always good to get our facts in there for people. I bet you didn't know that. If you put just your face on Facebook, you're not really fat.
I'm going to try that later.
You know who was bitching to me about that was Sean. Sean says he's met up with like 7 different girls.
Uh-huh.
Like he'll meet them over Facebook and they'll say, oh, let's get a drink or let's hook up. And he'll see him on Facebook. They got this great face.
Mm-hmm.
Then he shows up. He looked like a dump truck with makeup.
The beep has the reverse. Right. Warning, this vehicle is reversing.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a big morbidly obese fat guy too, but, you know. And if you look at the camera angle, it's shooting up to where you can't tell, but it's not an intentional thing as much as it is just the way the camera is. And I don't hide my fat pictures on Facebook. You can see plenty of them.
I too.
Every time there's a picture of me with my band, I look like 4 people.
Well, I actually have one of my girlfriend's relatives fondling my C-cup on one of my Facebook pictures, so I'm not hiding it either.
But I bet you didn't know if it's just your face that you're not really fat.
I'm going to try that out. Widescreen.
All right, we should let Joe call in again.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he tried calling in right when we were doing Not So True Facts, but I couldn't take the call because the music had started.
Poor Joe.
We'll see if it works because we are having trouble. I mean, look, we couldn't hear Debbie. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Lionel. Oh, there you go. Mr. Golan.
Joe answered just fine.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
Well, I had to call the number.
You had to call the number.
Called your Skype. Yeah. It didn't work.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. So you had to actually call the 883-4667 number.
Yep.
Well, maybe there is a problem. There might be. There might be. So you're saying if you just try to Skype in to Chubby Ray Lytle, it doesn't work.
Right. It'll ring, and then you'll be able to hear you try to pick up, and then it'll cut right off.
I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
Well, we might have saw it was you. We might have hung up on you several times, but never mind.
I'll be damned. Well, no, I mean, I tried to answer when he called us Hillbilly Joe.
Okay. My mistake.
I'll be damned. All right. Joe, what's going on with you? Are you going to be on Thursday's show or tomorrow's show to do a current events quiz?
Yeah.
I hope so because, you know.
And just think, I won't be drinking.
Why not?
Wow.
Sort of miraculous.
Quite frankly, I'm shocked.
Right. Hey, has the kid been banging any guys?
No. Oh,
really?
It's like it's that bad week.
Really?
It's like your world's turned upside down. No strangers, banging your wife and no beer.
Hey, by the way, Sean Bellin is on the phone. Hey, Sean.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Gully.
Sean, I was just talking about
you. Hello, you human beings without protruding genitalia.
Sean, I was just talking about you and how you have hooked up with girls from Facebook where they have a picture of their face, and then you go to meet with them, and they look like a dump truck with makeup on. They're so big, and they hide their fat with their Facebook photos.
I have, and again, while I'm guilty of such things, at least I think I made it clear that I am hiding it.
You have pictures up of your full size. People can tell you're fat.
Right. I do believe that these people are showing pictures of a departed sister and trying to pass that off as themselves.
And you've like gone.
I think it's like a single white. I think they're trying to assume the identity.
You've gone to lunch.
You're passed on.
Lunch or drinks with these people, and you've gone there, and they just look like swamp monsters.
Yeah, that should not be.
Now, are these creatures real humans or blow-up
dolls? They look like apes.
Well, you know, most apes don't have about as much facial hair as I do.
Macy's Day balloons. Yeah, but they look good. They have pretty faces, though, you know. And they take the picture. You take the picture at an angle with your phone up here, you know, where it's like, oh, let me take a picture. And, you know, I've done it.
Me. I'm pretty from the sniper's angle.
This is the modern day equivalent.
I look skinny from the sniper angle.
This is the modern day equivalent. Do you know that?
Here we go.
Modern day equivalent of what?
Do you know them people who you buy the photo frames and you've got like pictures of happy people with nice teeth and nice hair, and you get them people who buy them photo frames and just leave them pictures
in? Right, yeah, because they're such pretty models.
Yeah, because they're just ugly and fat in real life.
Yeah.
This is the Facebook. This is the modern equivalent on Facebook.
Well, the problem is that they go to guys like Sean and they like go to hook up with them, and then Sean shows up for coffee or whatever, and then he goes to see them. And the first thing is, where's that hot girl that was in your photo? And it's this sweat hog. And then everybody thinks he's a dick when he's like, oh, I'm not interested in her.
I mean, so then you've had a little sick in your mouth and you've run out of the coffee shop.
Well, that's when I'm serious. It ends up hurting him. Their lie ends up making Sean look very shallow. Am I correct in that?
Who wouldn't rather be rejected online than be rejected in person? Because that's what happens.
Show your full picture. Let people say. I mean, a lot of people don't care. A lot of people don't mind if they see what you look like in advance. In fact, I've always been the opposite. I'm often like, I put there's horrible pictures of me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I look all fat. Like in the middle of my band gig, I'm like all fat and sweaty. I look miserable. I got to be honest. You see me in real life, you go, oh, he's really not that bad.
Oh my God!
He doesn't look anywhere near as disgusting as he looks in his photos. Although I did untag, I will say this: I untagged a Big D, supposed to be one of my best friends. Big D put a picture up of me. It was so horrible. Had my gut hanging out. The angle was terrible. I swear to God, I had to untag myself from the photo. So I didn't want it showing up in my pictures. I'm like, oh, God, I can't let anybody see that to me. It was such a bad picture. And by the way, how come nobody told me I look so ridiculous with that long hair?
You don't even realize you.
No, I don't
really
know.
How did no one pull me aside and go, dude, you really look ridiculous with that hair. You got to go.
I figured that was a tribute to Superman's new do.
I mean, come on.
Maybe it got that bad. You thought you was like
Sean,
Samson.
Sean, you was my best friend. You couldn't pull me aside and say, Ray.
I'm not very style.
Gotta cut that hair.
Conscious, I guess.
Terrible. Oh, well.
Well, as far as Facebook photos with myself, I really have no shame. My current main picture is me with a cardboard box on my head.
Yeah.
Because I really don't care what people think.
Right. Well, you're like me. I'm not out to impress any women. I'm married. I'm not out to impress women. I'm not out to pick anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm me. Take me or leave me. I'm not out to impress anybody.
No.
If I was going to impress anybody, I sure as hell wouldn't be sitting in an internet radio chat room. I'd be lying to people saying, oh, well, I'm talking to big stations. I'd be like all these other liars in radio saying, oh, I got big things brewing, man. I'm talking to major markets, man.
When they're just sitting on their ass masturbating to
I got lots of big things brewing. You got nothing brewing. Because nothing is brewing.
Apart from gas.
Trust me. I've talked to big markets. I know the process. It doesn't involve you. It sure as hell doesn't involve you sitting at home eating Cheetos.
Eating Cheetos and watching midget porn.
Oh, yeah, I got something brewing. I'm working something. It doesn't work that way. They approach you and you know, it's not you with something brewing. They have all the power. They have something brewing. They make the determination and you, you know. And you go from there. Yeah, you go from there. That's how it works.
It's a job.
But everybody in radio, they've always got something brewing.
Yeah, I'm talking NYC.
Let me tell you something. I got nothing brewing. I don't have a damn thing brewing.
I've got something brewing, but I can attend to that later.
Only thing I'm brewing up is a good
brewing. It's a yeast infection.
Only thing I got brewing is a good dump I'm going to take when the show's over. That's the thing I got brewing. Rumbling down there, ready to go. Oh well.
Yeah.
Everybody's got
a field of. It is a field of BSers.
Yeah, isn't it full, everybody's full of crap on radio.
And the great thing is, my favorite, I'm sure you know these people, the no talents, absolute zero talents, to try to compensate by using jargon.
But listen, I'll tell you something. Those guys work.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Shawnee. Some of the big, and I don't want to, I'm not going to name names, but some of the biggest people, very little talented people that are kiss asses that we worked with. What's the one thing they all have in common right now? They all have jobs. They all have jobs.
Yeah.
Some of the most talented people.
Term, meanwhile, they're bringing down the medium.
Some of the most talented people I've ever met or spoken to or anything. They don't.
It just seems to be whatever the work is that arseholes tend to like keep hold of jobs, which is really bad.
It's not that. It's we, Sean and I, we're in a business, okay? We are in a business that is in a cost-cutting mode. And when you're cost-cutting, you get rid of the higher cost, your higher expensed people. And the people that charge the most money are the ones who have been the most successful. And the ones that have been the most successful, they don't have to kiss ass. You know what I mean? When you're successful, you don't have to kiss ass. Because you can just say, yeah, you know what? Look at my rating. Shut up.
Yeah.
And so that's what you go through. You could say, yeah, you know, I don't have to kiss your ass. Well, when they start cutting people, they did something interesting in radio, like, 5 years ago, they started cutting off the highest paid people. They cut them.
Yeah.
And when they cut them, they had to get people who would work for less money. And it just so happened that if you have a choice, then who can blame them? If you have a choice of hiring, of promoting someone or having someone work with you, that is going to kiss your ass and whatever you want and not be a problem, of course you're going to promote them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the path of least resistance, personally, that's not the way I'd work, but
no, but
I don't think it's the way you'd work either.
No, but that's how you and I, that's why you and I don't have a management job in radio.
Yeah.
And especially if they're going to take less money.
They're willing to work for less money. I know a story, I heard a story about a show in Chicago, all right? The show, they were spending $1.7 million for the show in Chicago. The people that are doing the show now make under $200,000 a year.
Whoa.
They save, all right, they're saving $1.5 million.
That's
they're saving $1.5 million. Sure, they don't have as many listeners. Sure, they don't have as much advertising. But the advertising sure as hell isn't more than $1.6 million.
I suppose you can't turn your nose up at the savings.
This is what I'm talking about. This is how it happened. And they don't give people. I mean, look at myself. I know what kind of money I made when I was on in Springfield. And it's one of the reasons that people don't want to hire me now is that they go, oh, God, we can't afford him. We can't afford to pay that guy. So when you look at that, you go, okay, well, let's just go with a cheaper alternative. Now, I will say this. No one's ever given the chance to find out what a person would work for.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You think they'd ask?
Give me an opportunity to tell you this is what I would work for. Give me an opportunity to take less money. You're not going to offend me by offering it.
Yeah, hey, you know.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, those stranger things have happened. You know, you got a chance. Like I said, it's...
By the way, I won't take
it. That's a hell of an opportunity.
By the way, I won't take it. I'll tell you to go eat crap.
I'll
tell you I'm offended and claim racism. I'll file a racism report.
No, I'll report you.
I'm not stupid. Come on. No. I'm just, and I'm just using myself as an example. It's not just me. It's people all over. But it's happening everywhere. It's happening. I mean, it's happening everywhere. And it's so weird because, you know, they talk about the radio industry. They talk about the radio industry, and whenever they start saying, and this is where they screwed up. They said fairness doctrine. It isn't about the fairness doctrine. The problem is not the fairness doctrine. It doesn't matter what your political beliefs are. What they need to do with radio is they need to impose. You're using the public airwaves, and if you're using the public airwaves, you are supposed to provide local programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
All they need to do.
And a part of that is being a part of the.
Yes, you got to be part of your
the
community.
The weather warning network.
You have to be local. What they should do is they should impose local programming rules on radio. They should say, you must have this much live and local programming an hour, a day. Uh-huh. This many hours a day. And if you can't do that, then you have no business. Then you have no freaking business being on owning a radio station. And it's not about Rush Limbaugh being on hundreds of stations. It's not about Sean Hannity being. I have no problem with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. The problem is when you have all of those guys on the same radio station, there's no room for local programming. You know, Rush Limbaugh should be allowed to be on a station. But that same station should also have a local person in the afternoon. And no matter what that person believes, conservative, liberal, funny, boring, doesn't matter. They should be local. They should be doing what the community. Because there's no way you could convince me that Rush Limbaugh coming out of Tampa Bay, Florida, out of his mansion, understands the local issues that affect a Springfield, Illinois. There's no way you can convince me Sean Hannity,
oh my God, I pooped myself,
broadcasting out of New York City, has no idea what the local issues are in Springfield, Illinois. What about Glenn? You know, Glenn Beck has no. These people have no idea what's going on in your local community. And you know what? You might live in a very, very. You might live in a very, very conservative area. And fairness doctrines are ridiculous. Why would a station have to put a liberal host on in Texas right now? That'd be stupid. It'd be suicide for your station.
They could just say, well, there's no such thing.
But you know what I mean? But here's the deal. Is they should have you should have a local guy that's conservative spewing that filth out over the airwaves. You know what I mean? I have no problem with what they say. I have no problem with their shows. They're obviously talented broadcasters, or else they wouldn't have a show. What I'm saying is, if they really want to fix radio, mandate local programming. Mandate it. What town is Randy? Randy lives in what, Bakersfield, California? He's a big conservative guy, knows all that stuff. Then what you do, give him a show. A local guy down in Corpus Christi, Texas, where I lived for many years. Don't run Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck, followed by Rush Limbaugh, followed by Sean Hannity, followed by a replay of this or whatever. You know, run Rush Limbaugh and then get a local guy. I don't care what his politics are. Get a local guy and put him on talking about community. That's what radio needs. Radio needs mandated local programming. And it should be determined by whether it's local or not. It shouldn't be determined by whether it's liberal or whether it's conservative. That's no one's business. The market will determine that. Like I said, if you put a liberal show on in the heart of conservative Texas, that show will be crucified. It will get no ratings, okay? It will get no ratings, and the station will go away.
Well, that's one thing I can say for, you know, the license fee over here. We will get, we do, because we pay for it, obviously,
yes,
through the entertainment tax, as I call it. We do get local programming.
The United States is completely different. The government created the airwaves, and then these companies took over the airwaves. And the government doesn't profit. The government created the radio band, created all this stuff. They don't profit from it. The people that profit are the individual companies. And they have the right to legislate them. If they really want to fix things, especially in the radio industry, of which 38% of is now out of work from 5 years ago. Name another business that has lost that many people. If they just mandated local broadcasting rules. Not fairness doctrine, because like I say, the government should have no right to tell us what to talk about. But they do have a right to tell us that the person's got to be live doing it. That's what they should do. Mandate a local broadcasting rule. That's what they have to do. And if they do that, they can fix it. And these radio companies don't want it because every time it comes up, they fight it. They go, oh, we can't afford that. We can't afford that. We can't afford it. You know what? If you cannot afford to pay people, then maybe you shouldn't own a radio station.
Makes sense.
Anyway, Sean got me all fired up again, right when I stopped being serious. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Anytime you want me to run your comedy show, just let me know.
Appreciate it. All I want to do is talk about you and fat girls on Facebook, but no.
No. Talk on theories again.
Plenty about that. Been there, done that.
Good old Shawnee.
They are, you know what, though? They're twice the fun. They're tons of fun, those girls. God bless.
Hey, we got. It is 6 o'clock. We got to get out of here. I got band practice tonight, so we have to get out of here. I also have to. I'm sure I'm going to watch a few minutes of that Cubs game, which I'm sure will be horrible. As I have no hope. I have no hope for that team. By the way, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, check out my blog. I did a good blog. I think it's a good blog. I did a blog about John McCain. If you get a chance to read it, I'm very proud of it. Also, keep voting for my old grade school. The Bunnell Grade School is now second place for that Pepsi thing. Got to the end of the month. You vote every day. All right, that's it. I hope you enjoyed the podcast show, whatever it is you chose to listen to. And we'll be back tomorrow. I thank you for listening. Sean Bullitt, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I didn't hear any of that.
No, I didn't get that either.
Hillbilly Joe, say goodbye.
Good morning, Sean.
I didn't hear any of that either. Gully, say goodbye.
Professional broadcaster, Tati Vogel.
See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.